The heart of divine love. The secret breath of God. The altar of eternal peace. The focus of the great silence. The ocean of limitless power. The treasure chest of the Almighty. The sun of everlasting freedom. The throne room of infinite life. And the gift of the beloved mighty I Am presence forever. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focusing now and relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. So take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now, as we do each time we come together, focus on your etheric body and your 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you, and paying particular attention to both the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, as well as the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you raise the intensity of the color of each chakra. So starting with the earth star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that earth star chakra, think about Gaia in her higher dimensional self, and how when you focus on the earth star chakra, this is your grounding point, not to third dimensional earth, but to fifth dimensional and beyond Gaia. So always know that distinction. Moving up now to the root chakra, the base of fine, bright, brilliant ruby red. Then to the next, brilliant, bright orange. And the next, the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow sun. And to the heart center, deep blue green. And the high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue, and the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo, and the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras, and their high, high intensity of each of the colors, again, raising the vibrational frequency within each chakra, begin now to merge those chakras together, one into the next one, and then those two into the next, and so on, until all of the 8 lower chakras have all merged into the 9th chakra, or the soul star chakra. And then once that has happened, begin to see that change into a 3-dimensional 6-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond. And move your conscious knowing self into that as if you were literally moving into a small ship, a small scout ship, you might say. This would be your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. So feel the connection now with this Merkaba. And begin to now lift away from your physical body. Get that sense of lifting away from your physical body And knowing that your physical body is just an extension of your astral and etheric body and higher mental bodies beyond that. So it's the physical body that comes last. Now, continue to rise up into the sky, but don't go to a point above the earth yet. Instead, get that picture of your dimensional doorway, one you've been working on the last several weeks, months here, and get that sense of that doorway. But as you look at that doorway, and it doesn't matter where it is in terms of physicality, just know that it is there and you can call upon it and be there with it any time that you want to. But as you approach that doorway, see how it glows all around it, as if it's a beacon beckoning to you, calling to you. Bright, brilliant light shooting out in all directions from the door. Right now, the door is closed, or unless you've already approached it and opened it yourself. But as you open it and begin to move through it, get that sense of moving from one lower frequency, a lower frequency, to a higher frequency as you step through. Feel it. Feel the sense, the change. Change over, if you will. And on the other side of the door now, feel the high vibrational frequency. And perhaps the bliss that you may be feeling now. Because in a sense, this is home. You've been gone from home for a long time. Home, in this sense, is a multidimensional home. Feel the connection here to all of life on this side of the door. Feel the high consciousness, perhaps with the flowers in the fields that you may be witnessing and looking at, or the oceans, the rivers, the streams. Whatever it might be that is drawing you to it, on this side of the door, you connect directly to the consciousness of whatever it is, whether it be a flower, a tree, a stream, an ocean, a valley, a mountain, whatever it is, feel the connection, feel the oneness that is drawing you to it. Feel it all within you, especially within your emotional astral body. And then you may also be feeling it in your energy body as well. And if you're not feeling anything, that is okay. Just be aware. Aware of whatever sensation you have. And as you have done many times now, create on this side of the doorway, create whatever it is that you want. Let's say you want a beautiful home on the edge of the water, perhaps on a beach, overlooking a beach, or deep in the forest somewhere, a stream and a waterfall running nearby. Whatever it might be, fields of beautiful flowers. Whatever it is, whatever would be home to you, create it. Create it for yourself, create it for your loved ones. Remember to connect to everything that is around. Connect with the ground. Connect with the air. Connect with the flowers, the plants, the trees, the birds, the animals, of course, people. Feel the oneness, connection to all, connection to creation itself. For all is one. All comes from the one creator. You are from the one creator. Therefore, you are part of that creator. Creative force, if you will. Remember, on this side of the doorway, there is no fear, there is no pain and suffering. There is only love, only one, only connection, only consciousness, high consciousness. For a minute, bask in that feeling, bask in that oneness, that connection. Be that oneness and that connection. All is one, and one is all. Now allow yourselves to begin to come back through the door, but again, walk backwards through it. Always keeping your front toward your destination. And once you've moved back through the door, still feel the high vibrational frequency in consciousness. And oneness, even on the other side of the door now. And make your way back to your physical body. And as you enter your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric, your light body, your mercury back into your physical, you'll feel the aliveness, the high consciousness, feel it moving through your physical form. As if there was electricity going through your body, electrical current. Feel a sense of aliveness now in your physical form. Where before there might have been tiredness, lethargy, now it's replaced by energy. Feel at this point that the world is yours. Feel the aliveness, oneness, connectedness, even to the third dimensional matrix, but not being of it, but just being upon it. In other words, being the observer. The observer self, aware but unattached to all things within the matrix. Allow yourself now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And I come to be with you at this time to continue to remind you, always to remind you again and again and again who you are, what you are here to do, what this is all about. Came here for a reason. As I speak about this, I speak about this particular lifetime, not the many lifetimes previously, not who you've been in terms of a galactic sense before, but who you are now in this lifetime, who you are becoming, who you are destined to become. That is to regain, remember the power that is within you, has always been there. You just forgot, purposely forgot that power that was within you. To let that power go, that was purposeful. But now it is time to draw it back to you, to find it within yourself again, so that you can become exactly what you came here to be. The way showers, the system busters, that is what you are doing. Each time you come together within this group, within this call, this conference call, is to be those system busters, to put out into the quantum field, the universal mind, all of these ideas and concepts and opinions that you all have during these calls. Always know that those thoughts that you have are being collected within the quantum field and then disseminated out to all of those that are ready to receive it. So your group and many other groups, as well as individuals all over the planet, are in a sense seeding the quantum field and universal mind at this point. And all of those seeds, all of those thought seeds, are beginning to take root more and more. More and more people are beginning to seize those thoughts, begin to work with them themselves. So that is power. That is the power within you to change a world. That is exactly what you are doing. You are changing a world. You, the collective you, together as one, as well as all of those that are assisting in this process, those from inner Earth, as well as those above the Earth, and interdimensionally as well. All of the guides, the angels, the helpers, the ascended ones, the galactics, your brothers and sisters from the stars, all are assisting in this process. So know that you are never, ever alone in this. No matter how disconsolate you might feel, no matter how saddened you might be, whatever it is, you are not alone. All you need to do is ask. Ask for assistance. But when you ask, then let it go. Ask and you shall receive. But let it go when after you ask. Do not be concerned with the outcome of what you are asking for. But I guarantee you, you will receive exactly. Maybe not what you are wanting or looking for in that moment, but you will receive what you are needing in that moment and the moments to follow after. That is how this works. So do not believe at any point that you have been left alone, for you have not. It is time now, my brothers and sisters. It is time to continue to move on. Move on in your process, in the transition to move from one lower dimensional frequency into higher dimensional frequencies. There by the door, the dimensional door is there for all of you. So know that. Know that ascension is simply a desire to move beyond. Know that. There's no great secret to it. Anyone at any time, in any moment, can find themselves in an ascended state. You do not have to cross every T and dot every I. You do not have to let go of everything that you have ever known. It is not like that. You can be in an ascended state simply in that moment by believing in yourself in that moment. Believing in who you are and the power within you in that moment. In order to find yourself in an ascended state permanently, you need to be able to walk through the door and not have to look back. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to find within yourself that deep power that has always been there, always will be there. Just believe. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to One Source here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you in your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here for One Source and Shoshana?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
Could you tell us about where you both hail from? I mean, where do you normally day to day like to hang out? What's your favorite place to hang out? Is it would be like the fifth dimension, sixth, seventh, eighth? What say you?
That is a wonderful question, and we would say that first of all, we are very glad, we as a collective here, are very glad that we have moved beyond the state that you are in terms of the third dimensional matrix illusion and all of this. So we find joy in every moment of our existence, if you can imagine what that would be like. And we also find great joy in flitting about the universe as much as we want, when we want, how we want. Can you imagine what that would be like to be able to fly? Would you like to be able to fly? See, there is so much that you, all of you, the collective you, have let go of in order to be able to have this experience, to be a part of this experiment. But the times are coming very shortly here when you will be done with the experiment and be able to move beyond the third dimensional illusionary matrix. That is up to you. So that is what we would say. Shoshana, do you have anything you would share on this?
can add to this, if we may, dear brother.
Oh, please do. Yes, absolutely.
We are not currently wishing for entertainment. We stay close to your reality in this moment. We stay focused to assist your planet, to assist Mother Gaia, to assist the beings that inhabit this amazing planet to raise in consciousness and vibration. We are here to serve. And that is our main purpose in this time. We do not fly around the universe or find other places to go, because our purpose is in this planet at this time. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here, of course, with our moniker of one who serves, we are certainly also here to serve and find great joy in that service as well. Would there be other questions here?
Hey, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Namaste, brother.
Yes. Any further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
We were talking about earlier about hybrids, and I was wondering, I don't know if I have a remembrance about being, you know, they a lot of people worked with manipulation of genetics, a lot of during our history. And how does that make us a hybrid if we took on some other genetics?
We would say here that predominantly any of you across the planet have or are considered in that sense a hybrid. You come from many different star systems, many different dimensionalities as well. And that would, in that sense, would make you a hybrid. But there is also the understanding of the hybrids that are being created at this time in terms of physical sense of hybrid here. And that is what was spoken of earlier in your discussion and being disseminated across the internet from various sources now, speaking about these hybrids that are going to be showing themselves in terms of a first contact, you might say, that is approaching very, very soon. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
Well, we can share something here if we might share this.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Dear sister, we find interesting that the human being is so made of so many different genetics. There are 21 galactic races that have contributed their DNA to the human. Unfortunately, way back when those known as Anunnaki came to your planet, they fiddled around, and they were geneticists, and they made some modifications. But there is no real pure earthly being. All you have to do is look around. Look around at the people that you know. They look alike. There are beings that are 6'5", 6'3". There are beings that are 4'5", 4'11". There are beings that are black, white, yellow. There are beings that are so diverse. And the diversity on your planet is not because you are living on Earth. The diversity of your planet is because of so many contributions to your genetics from all different sources of star beings, etc., etc. When you look at, for example, an aunt, an uncle, a sister, a brother, a neighbor, a shopper that is shopping next to you, there's such diversity. And this is primarily due to the fact that so many beings have contributed to your genetics. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
There be any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question, please. Excuse me. There are many reports of many famous people transitioning from male to female and vice versa, particularly right now, Dolly Parton. A lot of these I find hard to believe that they were men, some not so much. But what, may I ask, was Dolly Parton a male, and also was she a bad person, which is also what I've heard?
We hesitate at this point to answer a question such as this, because we would say here, what does it matter? What does it matter whether one was a male, female? There is no indication that there would be a change in the one who is asking the question, or anyone else either, when they receive the answer that they are obviously looking for. Now, we say this because there are many things across your internet that are brought out that require a sense of discernment on your part. And that is what we would say here to you, is to utilize discernment in this question you are asking, as well as any other question that you might have. You see? That is what we will say here. We apologize for not answering this directly, but it would create a firestorm on your internet if we were to answer that question directly. Shoshana, do you wish to answer it, though? No. You do not even.
Okay, thank you. I understand. I suppose my underlying question would be why, what agenda, but as you say, ultimately it doesn't matter. So thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Any further questions here before we release the panel?
We will add a little bit here.
Yeah.
The purpose, the agenda, is to divide. That is the agenda of all of these sorts of things that create a stream of judgment on your part and on the part of others. It is to divide and conquer. So we would say that it is very important to remain neutral on this subject. Namaste.
Awesome. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Any further questions before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I would say along those lines, at least my own experience is, I very much want to leave the 3D alone, stop poking at it, don't care. And I feel like I'm kind of in the transitionary stage. Like, I think Joanna's mentioned this, like we're fully looking for, not looking for the door, but it's like I'm making a beeline for the door and making all the necessary changes within my being, and mostly letting go of the programming. That's really what it is. But I guess it's like I still find myself poking in there, whether it's Trump or this and this and that. So I guess my question is, any recommendation you have to just let it all go? Like, because we're in the transition. We don't firmly have our feet in the new world, although we're getting there, I feel, energetically speaking. And then it's like the old world is the rear view mirror. I literally call them old world, new world, right? Or 3D, 5D, whatever you, I don't want to keep making distinctions like that. It's just, I am very, very much what I'm trying to, raise my consciousness and keep that going. So my question is there anything that's ever going to transpire in that 3D that would give us any sense of closure whatsoever, or should we just let it go? Because I think we were hanging on to like an EBS or mass arrest or this or that. It doesn't really matter anymore to me. I feel like I'm past that. But I keep kind of looking in the rearview mirror a little bit, right? And I don't want to. So my question is, are we ever going to get any closure there? Or do we just need to let it go? And any recommendations you would have on letting it go? Thank you.
We will tell you what has been said many, many, many times, and that is, be in the world, but not of the world. Be in the matrix, but not of the matrix. Be in the moment. And in that moment, look for and find the joy in that moment. And if you continue to do that, then your next moments will be based on the moments that you just had. So if they are moments of joy, then the following moments will also become moments of joy. And add to your belief system. And then, of course, it will be believing is seeing, rather than the opposite, which has always been ingrained into you for many, right, many lifetimes. Seeing is believing. So just be in the moment as much as you can, and you will find that it does not matter whether you are in the matrix at that point or beyond the matrix. Just be in joy in the moment. That is what we would say here to you.
So the creation of my joy bubble, which is what I've done, and it seems to be working quite well. I feel like I'm in a fifth dimension floating in the third dimension. That's essentially the answer, and just let everything else go, right?
Yeah. Very
perfect.
Much.
Thank you.
Shoshana, do you have anything?
Shoshana?
Of course.
Please share. Thank you.
Well, we wish to contribute our perspective. This.
Please.
This is your training ground, dear brother.
It is.
Yes, this is your training ground. The goal of this third dimensional reality that you created for yourself was to learn neutrality, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Even in joy must be a neutral emotion. If you can find it anywhere, then there is no stimulus. There is no thing that creates joy, you see. You are joy. That is the ultimate of higher consciousness, to understand that you are joy. That just in opening your eyes or breathing or seeing a piece of chocolate, whatever it is done with joy. See? And
yes.
Ultimately, when you poke at the 3D reality, there is a lesson there. And the lesson is to become the observer, to observe it. Not to become attached to it, or to judge it, or to wish for another outcome. It is to be neutral. It is to be the observer. When you can, part of this journey, dear brother, that you speak about, that the Joanna is on as well, the journey is to learn neutrality. So that when you engage in seeing these things, you are finding the neutral point rather than engaging in it, you see. So part of that journey is to pull back. I do not want to see it. I do not want to engage in it, because you have not mastered neutrality. Once you can participate in the 3D reality with no judgment, with joy and love in your heart, and be the observer self, then it will disappear. You will not have the opportunity anymore to poke at it, because it won't be here. That is what I say, Namaste.
Namaste. Perfect. Thank you.
Very good. Then we are needing to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
I do not.
Then we just say what has been said many, many times and was reiterated again by the Sananda, and that is to find that power within you and to continue to utilize that power to bring about your next moments through this transition that you are all on. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.